If you have questions you would like Dave and Tom to address, at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send them. You're listening to Search the Scriptures, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. In these days of increasing religious deception, spiritual discernment comes about by reading God's Word to know what we believe and why. It is our prayer and hope that this program will encourage you to that end. And now, in our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, the topic is salvation. Once again, along with Dave Hunt, here's Tom McMahon.
Thanks, Gary. Dave, what we hope to do in this program, yes, we're going to deal with issues that are controversial, issues that the church is facing. We want to be able to take a look at what's going on in the world. We're going to see the world in the church in the world. But what we want to do is, as best we can, help people in their understanding of the Scriptures. So this segment, we're going to take a look at a particular doctrine, a major doctrine of the church, and then try and explain it as best we can from the Scriptures. And I think the most important thing, the greatest thing that we have, is the gospel of salvation. So let's take a look at that. What is the gospel? Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." What does that mean?
Well, you didn't finish the verse. Power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes.
Right.
The gospel is that declaration from God, from His Word, which if you believe it, you are saved. And Paul defines the gospel. I mean, he tells us what it is. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. He says, "This is the gospel that I preached unto you, by which you are saved, and wherein you stand, if you bear in mind what I said unto you." You know, he's not saying that you can be lost, but he says, if you remember what I taught you, you understand that this is how you were saved. And then he tells you what it is, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He was seen of Cephas, Peter, and then he goes on. There were witnesses to the resurrection. So this is the gospel. This is a simple message. When the Philippian jailer, for example, in Acts 16, cried out, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Paul said, "Well, you got to get baptized, you got to join the church, you got to go through the sacraments." No, he didn't. Paul was asked a straightforward question. What must I do to be saved? He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." That doesn't mean just believe that there was somebody named Jesus, you know. That includes who he is, what he did, the redemptive work of the cross that he accomplished for us. And you believe this, you're saved. This is the gospel. It's not about works. It's not about anything else. Jesus said in John 3:36, "He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." So the gospel is just a simple declaration of who Jesus Christ is, the fact that he died for our sins. He would have to be God in order to do that. Mm-hmm. That he paid the penalty that his own infinite justice demanded, and that he rose the third day, he's alive, and that we can have eternal life, pardon, and forgiveness, as an eternal life as a free gift, and that we have to accept it as a gift. We can't pay for it. We can't earn it. This is the gospel.
Yeah. And this isn't something that man made up. We look at other religions throughout. There's nothing like this. Paul writes, "But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man." This isn't something that these people who followed Jesus, first century, this isn't something that they decide, "Oh, let's make a religion here." Paul writes again, "But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ." That's who taught him the gospel.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even hear it from Peter, James, or John. His statement there, and I'm a CPA, so I'm kind of partial to what he says there in Galatians chapter 1. He says, "I certify you, brethren, the gospel that I preach is not of man. I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, mm-hmm. but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He goes on. He says, I didn't go up to Peter, James, and John. I learned what I learned from Jesus himself. But, he says, he's very careful, it is according to the Scriptures.
The Scriptures.
Paul, in Romans chapter 1, says that he is preaching the gospel of God, which God promised before by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. What Jesus did, he is the Messiah that was promised. If he did not fulfill the Old Testament Scriptures, then he is not our Savior. And we're not going to believe it at all, but in fact he did. And the fact that the prophets foretold centuries beforehand that he would be crucified, for example, centuries before crucifixion was known, where he would be born, when, the very day that he would ride into Jerusalem on that donkey was foretold and so forth. That is evidence, that is proof to us right. that he... But you know, there's an element in the gospel, Tom, that... I think is generally, well, quite to a large extent, overlooked. And without it, a person isn't saved. You see a lot of people who can get very sentimental about Jesus because of his sufferings on the cross. But they're thinking only of what men did to him, his physical sufferings. And they're not thinking of the fact that God made him the sin offering for us. Isaiah 53 says it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. Thou hast put him to grief, and thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. And the physical sufferings of Jesus on the cross would not save anybody. That's what we did to him. That would only add to our condemnation. But the fact is that as he hung upon the cross, he became the sacrifice, the sin sacrifice, and he paid the penalty that his own infinite justice required. And when he said, it is finished, that's an accounting term in the Greek. The debt is paid in full. And if that were not the case, there is no salvation for us.
Dave and Tom will continue with their discussion of the doctrine of salvation on next week's program. This is Search the Scriptures, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. If you like, you can get a copy of this broadcast, and we have a new tape series to tell you about. This 7-tape set, Speaking of Scriptures, is also available on compact disc. This fascinating trip through God's Word provides convincing evidence of the authority, inerrancy, sufficiency, purpose, and power of the Scriptures. Also new is the single tape set entitled, The Pre-Trib Rapture is in the Olivet Discourse. Dave uses the Scriptures to articulate compelling arguments for his pre-trib position. The address is followed by a lively Q&A session with Dr. Thomas Ice, Randall Price, and others. This is also available on compact disc. And Dave's latest book, Y2K, A Reasoned Response to Mass Hysteria from Harvest House, is still available. 300 pages of unprecedented documentation that offer both challenge and hope. In a moment, we'll let you know how to order these and other materials we offer and a subscription to our monthly newsletter. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0519. On next week's broadcast, Dave and Tom will continue with their revisit to the seduction of Christianity and their exploration of the critical doctrine of salvation. Plus, they'll field an interesting question concerning former President Jimmy Carter. Please make plans to be with us. I'm Gary Carmichael, and on behalf of Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for joining us and invite you back again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
You've been listening to Search the Scriptures, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website, at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.